Just in and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And podcast.
Yo, 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 Bully and the Beast podcast.
Yo.
I'm L'Oreal.
It's your boy Wax. What up?
And Twerk is with
Twerk
us.
Twerk is in the building.
Excited. I want to say ready this. To go.
I know,
I'm not
Jesus
nervous.
Jesus Christ, can we introduce you to the
I'm
mic? Because you're
ready
usually
good. Like, no, so I'm not red. Nervous now. No, I'm ready.
You know what? Wait, Wax.
Well,
I thought that he had the sticker on the hoodie, you know, that say the size.
Oh,
where it'd be like medium.
I also that too.
Oh, yeah. But people leave
I'm
on
like,
their hats.
I'm like, rip off the fucking tag.
People need that shit right on their hats.
Word.
Size.
Wait, are you supposed to leave that sticker on the hat? Because sometimes people leave the size.
I think they'd be just going so fast and they just have to throw it on. And
no, I think it shows authenticity. But well, even though, you know, it's only one hat company, but that's what I used to think. Like, it's an official Michelin Ness, so I keep it on.
I mean, the sticker where it shows the size, I mean, you could keep that up there or got the mission list or something on the side. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but I don't understand why you keep the sticker up underneath it then.
Oh, this right here, that's just a baseball sticker, just something. I'm talking about the big one.
I'm asking you about both of them. I know what
this
you're
one right
about.
Here is peace. I think you're supposed to keep that one up there.
So you're supposed to keep one sticker.
No, but
and
the
not
other
the
one,
other?
I mean, the other one, this one I always leave. But the other one, the big one that got the 7 and or the 8 or whatever the type of shit.
So
like
you wear
that.
A 7 and 3/8? Not with that
no,
big ass head and all I'm dressed.
It's an 8. It's an 8.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, there's no way you wear a 7 and 3/8.
It's an 8.
Okay, so I want to know. Y'all hit us up in the DM because that seems like that could be a real debate. Like, cause do you leave the sticker on or not? Like, is that fucking lame?
I almost fought somebody over that
see?
Shit. I left my hat sitting down on the bench. I came back, niggas took my sticker off.
And yeah, I had the spot. You can see where
the
they took it off.
7 3/8. Yeah, you should take that one off. But this one right here, the small one, is peace. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, you're talking about the big gold one.
Yeah, the one that's inside the hat. What does that stand for again?
This is just
gold star.
This right here is a baseball, actually. And just chilling.
So that's a baseball sticker.
Yeah, but I wouldn't get mad if somebody took it off. I'm like, what the fuck you doing?
I was in high school and I was like, yo, you guys played me like that? Got you. Lucky I didn't know.
How they played you?
Because I left my hat down and then came back. You know, I was just chilling. We were on the bleachers. Came back, niggas took my shit off.
I kind of think you're supposed to leave it on because when it goes off, it kind of looks like a different color than the rest of the hat.
I mean,
sometimes.
Yeah, for that long. Yeah,
well, me, I get a ton of hats sent to me. Shout out to New Era. Bless. Shout out Godspeed. Godspeed don't put the stickers. So I'm cool with that. I don't have to worry about ripping the sticker off. Okay. But with the New Era ones, I feel like I'm always a little, like, I'm not sure. Because at first, I only wore snapbacks because of my hair. I never know when I'm going to get a weave or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then with the fitteds, it's like, do I leave this sticker on? But it look kind of like tacky. I'm not sure. So I need help. And
the big
I see
one
neither
is
one of y'all know.
Tacky. Yeah, the big one is really, really tacky.
I would never listen to fashion advice from you.
Are you sure? But I'm just telling you, if I look at it, I'd be like, dude must have got it. I don't think he just meant to keep that sticker on.
It's hard to get it off.
It's like if I see somebody with a tag on their shirt, I'm like, oh, that nigga about to take that shirt
off.
Oh,
that's true.
Well, I got a regular size head. I go, Wax, you got a size 8. I take that sticker off. I don't want nobody to know I got a size 8. That's a dome hand.
Yeah, that's big.
Man, I got big hands. Like, you know, take the large off, the extra large off your fucking glove.
But people always leave the little thing in there, too. I feel like, yo, take the paper out from underneath.
Nah,
you know what I'm talking about?
See, these guys just don't, I don't know. They just don't know.
Motherfucking just
get
throw
it,
that shit
know?
On.
Certain dudes don't know how to tie Tim's up. I'm okay with that. It's like, he's not really with that. You know what I'm talking about?
They don't know how to tie them up, but you do?
Yeah, this is exactly where you're supposed to have it tied up. You do anything else, or they real tight and all that other type of shit, that's your ass.
Did you see that video of ASAP Rocky running in Tim?
He was out.
All I could think about was Wax. Because I'm like, that's for sure I'll something
be gone
he would do.
Too.
How can I'll you run in those?
And when I threw the bronze on
I would have broke my ankle.
Even faster, you know what I mean?
You wouldn't have broke your ankle?
Nah, I dunk and cut niggas up with these shits on, and I'm That's definitely crazy. Gone with my Tims on. I remember anything else too.
I remember one time I thought I was cute. Remember the Wallaby Clarks? Like,
Yeah.
I was trying to run around and those nigga, I twisted my fucking ankle. Oh, you don't know pain until you fucking twisted your ankle in a Wallaby Clark.
I would have paid to see that. Yeah. Wallaby's got this like Gumby.
Yeah, dude. That shit fucking twisted. To this day, I remember that pain. To this fucking day. And I was probably like in the sixth grade. I ran
around at Wallabies before.
So you ain't never twisted your shit?
I'm a different guy.
What were you wearing when you tore your Achilles, right?
My LeBrons.
You wasn't a different guy that day. You should have had your Tim's on.
Listen, and I was gonna hit him up too. And as soon as I went past, I went down. I thought somebody shot me. Real shit. I was at the park. I thought I got shot. All took aside. I just ain't hear no bang.
Above the rim ass.
I ain't hear no banging. Next thing I know, when I went to go hit him up, I just felt like my foot just stayed there. I felt a pop, but it was no pain at all. It was no pain. The only pain that I had was the recovering pain after the surgery. But
were you in shock? No, is that why it was pain?
You said
you thought you got shot, so you had to feel something.
Shot, but even though I got shot, I was just more looking around like, who the fuck was it? But both of my boys was there. They was like, yo, bro, what the fuck happened? I'm like, yo, my foot won't move, bro.
But like, did you do anything? Somebody hit it when you jumped up?
No, it was just my Achilles just popped.
Damn,
okay. Out of nowhere. Yeah. That's scary.
Man, my Achilles pop is. Yeah, when you real explosiveness, and that was about two.
Pandemic shit.
Almost 260 at the time.
Oh, your legs probably can't hold you.
No, I was still moving around like I was 220. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got a little something different with me. And my explosiveness is like, bro, you ain't stretch either, nigga.
Yeah, you ain't stretch.
Yeah, you ain't stretching. You just out here just running around, throwing around like you a 20 year old nigga. Here you go. Hold this Achilles. Fuck me up, but you know, okay. I had the LeBrons on, brother.
That's the only time you wear sneakers to do something athletic.
That's why he doesn't
wear
sneakers.
That's the time he's supposed to do it. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm saying that's the only time you have put on sneakers.
I put on when I'm playing ball, when I'm at the gym.
Nigga, I definitely see videos of you working out with your Tims on.
Yeah, sometimes I do, but a lot of times I do have the things. Like, all
I couldn't imagine. First of all, it's too hot.
Day, I probably got the Tims on, but if I'm doing leg day or something like that, and I got to move around, do lunges, got the sneakers on.
I feel like guys don't do leg day. Y'all only do arm day.
I did leg day yesterday.
Did you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, let's give out some advice to one. Oh, I almost said. Now I'm like mixing shows up.
What do you think? What do we got?
I was about to say something from my other show. But let's give some advice out. And if y'all want to reach out to us, all you got to do is jump into our DMs.
Yes, hit us up at Bully and the Beast Podcast.
Okay, and you can also leave us voice notes because we like those. Okay. Those are working out pretty well. And don't forget, we haven't said this in quite some time. Give us all the details or...
We're going to fill a motherfucking holes up.
Yeah.
We good to do it.
I mean, the last one, y'all just added all kind of shit. Y'all said where the person was from. You said you were just making up all kind of shit.
Daddy, we ain't know what the fuck was going on. So we going to fill a motherfucking holes up. We got your back, baby.
Yeah, so be as detailed as you can, but not as detailed as Khalil, if you remember him from two episodes ago. Khalil was crazy. But we love you, Khalil. Thanks for listening. You might see him on the show. You never know.
Protect your neck.
Okay. Forget that. Hi, guys. Love the podcast from Belgium, which is fire. We got listeners in Belgium.
Appreciate y'all.
Okay. 2 years ago, I met this girl on Tinder. I was 24 at the time, lived with 3 roommates, and was on that fuckboy type shit. Even though I was never that guy and had just lost my virginity at 22. We went on a few dates and became intimate. We then tried to make it work as a full-on relationship, but I had to cut it off after a month because I was too busy to give it my all, and we had too many ups and downs regarding how many times we met to do dating stuff. But here comes the meat of the story. I told her we should work more on our friendship without the sex before we can even consider getting back together again. But she convinced me that we could still work everything out while still having sex occasionally. Fast forward 1 year, we're still meeting up every week. She sleeps at my place, I sleep at her place. We go on semi-dates, she meets my friends, she watches my matches, I watch her matches. But I kept saying we were not exclusive. Then I kissed a girl that I knew from my field hockey training at university. She did not like that. And so we made a pact that if I was about to have sex with somebody, I would let her know beforehand, which you're a fucking liar because you, let me.
You know what I know now.
Liar. All of this was a discussion and talking out our issues for over a year. Fast forward one more year. We're 2 years in at this point. I just moved back to my parents' house to focus on my studies, and that's where I started to lose her. Even though we were still meeting every week at her place, she met another dude on a ski trip and had sex with him the week after.
Oh my God.
I never been more hurt in my life. And that's the point when I realized that I love this girl and had just messed up my biggest chance on finding happiness. We had a big fight. And while talking it out, I finally understood how she has been chasing me for the past 2 years and that I was too blind and deaf to even have noticed it. And when she finally gave up on us, I was too late to realize how much I actually loved her. She still wants me to be her best friend, but doesn't know if she could love me again as much as she did before. My questions are, were we in a relationship for the past 2 years? And do you think we might be able to get back together? In the interest of full disclosure, I did eventually fuck the hockey girl 4 months before she had sex with the ski guy.
So what?
But I never told her. Because you're a fucking liar. Yeah, because I didn't want to hurt her. Oh, y'all always have a fucking excuse. And realize that I liked her. Yes.
I think he's a smart guy.
Oh, wait. I'm not done. I did eventually. I never told her because I didn't want to hurt her and realize that I liked her much more than the hockey girl. Mm-hmm. Okay. You lost her. You're going to have to do a whole lot to get her back.
Bro, she's not the only girl in the world.
He likes her.
He thinks he likes her.
Though.
He thinks she's the great white buffalo.
You know what I'm saying? He likes her.
Maybe she is.
So I think that he should, you know, he's fucking up.
Another meat, though.
He was holding back. You don't want to give your all. I always say, until you marry that girl, everybody's fucking your wife. You know what I'm saying? So you need to sit there and try to figure it out. If you really, really, really love her, an untamed pussy will get fucked.
So
if you need to sit there and tame the shit out of that pussy or stay around it, other than that, you want to go ahead and play around and go fuck the hockey girl and do all the other shit? When she get fucked and that nigga start doing more pumps than you, you know what that means? He's going to take her forever. So that's all that happens.
Where Wax's number one thing is you got to have food, fucking fun. And if you're doing that shit only one time a week, your days are numbered, yo.
Yeah.
They're talking about, oh, we could do all this without sex. And later, it's 2023. I don't know. You're in their 20s. Crazy.
They got vibrators and shit all out this motherfucker. You think she gonna wait for you?
To settle that down
vibrator, yeah, that vibrator gonna get to a point where she needs something in that motherfucker. And it ain't you because you wanna sit there and be celibate.
Our guys that play field hockey kind of on the soft side, because they're both field hockey players, he said. So
field hockey is what?
That's like this, but on the field.
I don't see nothing wrong with what he said as far as like, let's get to know each other as friends again, because they grew. They had respect for each other and then they didn't. Yeah, so I think that he was trying to get it back. You know, this was before they was messing with anybody else on the side.
Mm-hmm.
He feels guilty because you know that you should have told that girl. If y'all made a fucking pact, she knew that obviously that was going to hurt her feelings to find it out. Yeah. But she still wanted you to tell her and you didn't. She told you.
That's a trap, L'Oreal.
No, she told you. No, it's not a trap. I want to know the truth. No, it's not a trap. It's a trap to lie. And then leave me in that situation. So now I'm forced to be like, okay, I'm going to be with a nigga that's just cheating on me. And like, that's not cool. It's like, if you so player, you should be able to tell the girl and get away with it.
You know what I hate, L'Oreal? And I do it too. But I hate when girls break up with you because you cheated. And then go fuck a dude that you know fucking other girls.
Yeah, because like, but you don't have that kind because you're just how y'all look at niggas. You would just be a fuck somebody I'm trying to fuck with to get over
so
shit
be
or
a
whatever.
Cum bucket to this guy. Do not.
No, he's the
guy.
Cum bucket.
You're getting fucked.
Whoa,
the woman is getting cum fucked, bucket. And that's what
you're fucking him. You choose. He doesn't choose. So I'm fucking him. I choose.
You know what a man is saying? All right, does he know he fucking you?
And any dude that I do choose to have sex with is not going to be on what you on. That's for goddamn sure. So I would never choose somebody on bullshit. Like,
no, if this guy's fucking, you know, he's fucking other girls And you're fucking, you left me because I was fucking another
girl. Yeah, but I'm not in a relationship with him. We're not, we like, what do you mean? We're so just, what we're fucking.
What part did you like about me? Everything else is great. Because
you were representing me. You made me look crazy.
Yeah, nah, that's it. That's it. You lie. Not only you represented me, you made me look crazy. You don't give a fuck how I look out here in these streets. Then you're lying to me. But then you breaking up. Packs. You acting like you doing that. I can't trust nothing you
we
say.
We should break up and then I just, you know, let you know the girls that I'm fucking in. You know what I'm saying? Instead of you going to fuck somebody else.
You could do that and then I'm not gonna see no future with you and I'm that's not, cool. Just like with the other niggas. So if that's cool, then that never wasn't your person. Like, cause that would feel away from me if it's somebody that I really, really rock with that they like, damn, you not fucking with me no more. Like this, with this, she was on his body. Mm-hmm. And he kept saying, nah, it ain't that, it ain't that. Sometimes we want what we can't have. Nigga, you did not want her. She was trying to fucking do everything to get you mm-hmm. for 2 years and you play her to the side. You got what you deserve.
Cause the good ones go, if you wait too long.
I don't know what song this is.
That's yeah. Drake.
Everybody not saying, in that tone.
It's, no, it sounds like a Drake song.
He looked like Drake. That's about it. So do you think he could get her back though?
Yes, he's got to do more pumps than other guy.
Listen, he lives with his parents now.
Bro, you gotta step it up.
Because remember, he had his own crib. Yeah, he had his own crib. He could have been at her crib when he came to move out. He could have moved in with her. Because now he want to propose and do shit. Or
too late now. It's too late for all that. You got to build everything back up. Build the friendships back up first. And then now she, you know, you got to find a way to get back in them panties.
I don't know.
When you do, you got to do more pumps than other guy. Is the other guy, you might have been at 50 to 70. He might be at 220. If you need to get to that 500 mark, then make sure that you pump in more and you'll sit there and get your girl back. That's the only reason why.
Make sure this is something you want to, because are you going to go hard and then when you get her, do the same bullshit that you did before?
Most likely.
That's what there's I'm saying. So leave her alone. Let her go be happy and do shit outside of you. Clearly, you didn't realize that you liked her more until you seen her move on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's it. She's been on your body. You don't want her.
You ain't
like,
ready, bro.
You don't want her. The grass is greener. You're looking at her over there, fun skiing with the nigga and shit like that. Ooh, you mad as hell.
Get on the side of the tree. In the Belgian Alps.
Let me tell you something. Niggas always try to come back. Like, y'all don't never leave from around. And especially when y'all see a woman is happy. When I tell you, I ain't never have so much old niggas trying to hit me since they, like, yeah. I post my nigga whatever on my story and boom. Now everybody wanna, you know, I did wrong. Yes, yeah. The fuck you did. And that's why I don't fuck with you. That's why I don't fuck with you.
I'd be happy to see it with another motherfucker.
Get right. Off my back.
Nah, niggas don't do that.
I ain't mad because
you never hit a girl.
Huh?
You never hit a girl up after you.
I mean, if I see her, I never did. I see you, or you know, try to let her know. No, I never did that.
No, he didn't say. Oh, I see. Like these niggas don't be like. Oh, I see you with your nigga.
I just wait it out. And if I'm not with this person, that means you're not the best person. So you're gonna do exactly what you're gonna do to get this motherfucker away from you too. So I wait till a couple months.
Maybe then,
you go through your bullshit with this person. I'm going to end up fucking again anyway. So that's why I sit back and just watch.
Maybe you wasn't the right person.
Most likely I wasn't. But if I know of any situation that I was really into, I was really into and I gave it my all. So if I just wasn't it, I wasn't it. But I know if I wasn't it and I left, that motherfucker going to leave too. He only got a certain amount of time. But go ahead and I'm going to watch. And when it's my time to get back in the panties, I'm getting back in the panties.
Do you feel like, Twerk, that you get more, like, because you post your girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
And when you do you feel like you get more women reaching out?
Nah, I don't get people reaching out. Maybe at first, but I get a lot of support now from it. Like, I got girls that just like the story. I don't know if they're being petty or they're genuinely like, oh, it's cute couple.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah.
Nobody's like, oh, yeah, I wish that was
me. You
see
how everybody was when I was in my relationship. It was like really a thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, wow,
yeah.
Goals. Like, they actually loving each other. They showing
some people
love.
Are being funny, though, Wax.
I know for a fact because I'm like, I fucked that one. Yeah.
And they be putting the heart eyes underneath the
congratulations.
Shit.
Congratulations. Yeah. Heart. And make sure I see that motherfucker.
I be looking at that like, it be the niggas that be trying to slide in my DMs that if I post, they'll put like something like, oh, that's dope. Now that's dope. But nigga, you just a child. Like, what is up with you,
exactly.
Fam?
Exactly. You see it, something, nuts. You go ahead and liking pictures and stuff like that. Bitch, when I got motherfucking engaged, I seen all a bunch of bitches that I fucked. They liking pictures. Congratulations. I'm so proud of you. I know what that meant. Because I got the phone call later, you dumb motherfucker. You fucked everything up. La, 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 la. And I know what that shit type. I know what that shit means.
So what if there's a girl around and you had sex with her before? Mm-hmm. Do you immediately tell your partner?
No. Why do you want
to
start?
I mean, it all depends on how much she's trying to, like, she can't work with my shorty or try to do something with my shorty, because I wouldn't do that. And I hope that hopefully if my shorty sit there and has sex with a guy and knowing that he trying to do business or anything with me, she is stopping like, nah, because when he do find out, it's going to be a whole big thing. Let me get the fuck out the way. I'm going to do the exact same thing.
So when's the right time to tell somebody that you fucked with somebody that they know?
When y'all having sex.
What?
When y'all having sex is the best time to tell everything. Baby, remember the rent? You late? This is what? Because I gambled it. Or, yo, remember last week that shorty that she gave you your number? Y'all supposed to be going out. Don't go out with her. I fucked her. You know what I'm saying?
Do not tell your girl you fucked another girl while you're fucking her.
Yeah, I don't think that's it.
She's not going to give a fuck. She's like, she might be sexy at the time. You know
that girl you talked to at the bank today, I fucked her. Yeah, right. Yeah. It's over.
No. Nigga, I stopped so quick. Like, what?
No, it got to be around the nut in time. When she said, oh my God, why the nut? She don't give a fuck what you say. Yeah. If the house is on fire, she's like, give me this nut first and then we talk. You see what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah, but say you get.
I'll jump out of the nut because I'm a nut. My ass is crazy and hell no, I'm a fucking nut. So that shit ain't doing no motherfucking nothing to me.
Nah, you.
But
you
I think
never,
old shit is old, bro.
To. I mean, it is. Like I said, let somebody trying to actually do something and you know deal with you.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna be there. I will never allow that.
Yeah.
But if I fucked it before and y'all be saying the party, hey, whatever.
Yeah, that's it's, never for it's you to say.
Yeah, it is what it is. I
feel like it's a statute of limitation.
No.
You shouldn't have to tell about anything past 10 years.
No, if I fuck somebody 10 years and me and my shorty together and that girl's like, oh, how y'all doing or whatever and being too friendly or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no,
like,
that's weird.
You know what I mean? Just let you know, like, yeah,
I fuck that stupid bitch.
I think that's pointless.
So just, you know. All little slides.
Twerk said it's pointless.
That's pointless.
Why?
Well, what do you gain from that information?
That girl not trying to play you out now. If you mind, she gonna play you out.
She gonna try.
She gonna try to play you out. Because she want me still.
She got the one up.
She wants you still after all that she's seen? No. But I don't know. I feel like if I hooked up with a girl and a girl is trying to be friendly, I'm not gonna say anything. Yo, what up? I look at her, well, you better keep it moving. You know what time it is.
So where's she trying to holler at your girl and y'all say you want to go to brunch and stuff like that? Then what?
See, I've never been in that situation.
No
so
pussy.
What would you do? Yeah, what would you do in the thing?
I shouldn't be, but...
No, I'm talking about... Yeah, but... This is supposed to be life, bro.
Yeah, but that's what we're saying. Like, say she, like a girl that you dealt with at one point in time is trying to get chummy with your girlfriend, but your girlfriend, you never told her about this girl.
So she accepts.
So she's thinking she's just a regular girl.
Nah, I ain't saying shit. Unless she comes tells her, I'm like, oh yeah, by the way, yeah.
So you allow this girl to tell your partner. And I ain't her partner. That's your partner.
Yeah, but I didn't think it was, I forgot. That shit meant nothing to me. Then there you go.
Boy, you got stabbed, boy.
Hey, but
I get what he's saying in a way.
No, let's switch it around.
In a way.
So let's say that she fucked this dude and you think, you over here like, yo, Jamal, man, cool.
And he's like, yo, bro, you know, you will be your girl. First of all, what kind of man? Like, why are you telling me this, bro?
That is fucking weird.
It was good. We just had a good time.
I'm letting you know. I'm saying I think you cool. I fuck with you, but you know, me and Shorty had a thing. Before.
Why?
Because if she tell you one day, you won't come fuck. You gonna try to fuck me up, and if she tell. That's kind of fucked up on both sides. Somebody might tell.
Think that there's something here because why? Right? Is it irrelevant or is it not? Now, see, my thing is the person is being trifling. Then I think you definitely have to say something. But I get what Twerk is saying, too. It's kind of like, we don't have nothing. I don't fuck with you. We just don't even have to
if
speak.
If we can get away, that's what I'm saying. Only if she's trying to be buddy-buddy.
Buddy-buddy.
And especially if she comes coming around all the time, I tell my girl, like, oh, yeah, by the way, we have something. So now she's looking at me.
No, and like, we have something.
Why you looking at her like that?
I had sex with that person before.
That's it. One night, I fucked this bitch before.
It sounds so bad coming out your mouth, though. Like, when you say, like, to somebody, and they just are so fucking...
Like, we was here having a good time at brunch. Like, why are you just...
I hear you, but if this girl's trying to be all into your girl face, knowing that...
You got
to
say
she's
something.
Trying to put one up on your girl.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And if you over here all naive or that, you playing your girl out.
Nah, I'm going to stay out of trouble. Like,
So then that's like a secret behind your girl's back in front of her face.
Exactly.
So now you and this girl share a bond that you and your own girlfriend
don't
have.
Yes, it is. Y'all know something that she don't know.
But what do you mean, like playing in her face, like helping her, like getting her, you want something to drink? Let me get you something, like shit like that.
You're like, she's trying to be her friend.
She's trying to be buddy buddy with her. And they say, oh, then next thing you know, we going to Bed Bath.
Is she playing footsies with me under the table? No. See, that's different. That's like,
she's not touching you. She ain't touching you. Nothing about you.
She's trying to get close to your girl so she can find out how to get y'all shit fucked up.
Or maybe not even. Maybe she's just getting close to your girl. And and you get what I'm saying? Because it don't even got to be about fucking it up.
So you would
let your girlfriend walk around with somebody that you fucked and you wouldn't tell her?
Yes.
You ain't gonna love her. You don't love her.
What? But I can't relate. It's never going to happen to me. So I can't imagine the reason
if
why.
Your girl
the way my girl reacts to this shit now.
I know you. Stop it. You telling me. If your girl fuck this dude and she don't tell you, you hanging out with this motherfucker? Come on.
Yeah, I'd be tight. But it is what it is. But that's why I like my girl, because my girl don't have any niggas like that.
You can't say niggas. They said it underneath the comments.
Loyal, I'm darker than you.
No, you're not.
Yeah, son.
Because you red on the fucking...
You are definitely not darker than me. Bring your pale ass hand over here. Come here, pale. Come here.
I'm the color
I'm darker than you, dumbass.
So you can't say it no more.
By half a shade.
And like I said, don't fucking say nigga no more.
You can't say it no more.
Okay, let's get into some. Do you think we helped him?
Look, bro, just come to the United States from Belgium and I'll show you. I'll bring you to a party or two.
He's the last person that you should be listening to.
This motherfucker not even respecting his own girl. Don't let him listen to that.
Exactly. No, but I do. If you want, I feel like you could get anybody back that you really want to if you put your mind and energy to it.
I believe that.
But is it worth it, or are you just going to play with her? And if you're just going to play with her, leave her alone.
Or is it worth it on the other side? Is it worth even going really that hard after? Because once something is spread apart, it's not like it's just, you know, if I'm building a boat, it's cool, but you should put that boat in half. I'm going to have to do a whole lot more repairing and a whole lot more shit to it. Is we got time for that?
But why didn't he want her before all the other 2 years?
He was playing. He felt like when somebody's on you so much, you feel like, I could do whatever, and she's going to still be there. You see what I'm saying? And nobody give you a challenge. When somebody show you their openly heart, that's fucked up. And that's why I told the other episode, guard your heart. Even though you might be head over heels about this girl, don't show her. You show signs of weakness. And you start showing vulnerability, that shit, that people play on them type of shit.
Some people make
sure. Some people play on
it. It got to be the right person. Please, give me all the vulnerability and all the, like, because that's what part of my life I'm in. Like, if you come to me with bullshit, you're not going to have 2 seconds to talk to me.
Men would love to bring our vulnerabilities and all our flaws and everything to the woman.
That's what I want.
The women play on it. When they get in arguments with you, they throw it in your face.
And that's not the woman for you. And you move on.
That's the woman for you.
You move on, but you don't just open up to anybody.
You're supposed to nurture that type of stuff. All the things that you know he's weak in and stuff like, you're supposed to nurture that and bring that part up, because he's still a man at the end of the day. He got tires. He have a horn.
Yeah, but he did what you told him to do, and he fucked up, right? Because he held in all his stuff, and now she's living the best life with another nigga who don't mind spending the week.
2 years, you should ease that off, or you should just bounce like he did. 2 years, like I'm talking about, hold your heart within the first 8 months to the year, 12 months, 14 months. You go ahead and hold your heart, because once you show somebody all of you, you're going to have it switch. This nigga playing her out because she was showing all of her.
All of me.
Loves all. Sometimes you got to, but sometimes you do got to do that and lean all the way in.
After some time, after you know that you already signed the papers on this car.
Yeah, when you know it, that's your.
That's what you know is yours.
Sometimes the trials and tribulations is what's going to bring y'all closer. So maybe this situation could bring them closer. He has someone else. He wasn't with it. She got someone else. She's actually with it. But that I do feel like it's because she's tired of being disappointed by him.
That's all. That's all. Like you said, anybody, you could get her back, but bruh, are you going to get her back just because it's a challenge? And then as soon as you get her back, you like,
that's what I'm saying. Don't do that shit, because that's fucked up. And people do that to people.
I did that before.
Let her be happy if she happy.
I did that before because the girl act like she didn't want to give me no play at all. So I'm going super duper dumbass hard. And then as soon as I got it again, I was like, why? Now I gotta go super duper dumbass hard to get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying?
So why did you want to go back?
Just because she was saying no.
Yeah, you see?
You see what I'm
he
saying?
He sees her happy with someone else and he's like, fuck out of here. He can't even go over the apartment no more.
That
he said he had
wax.
To dip
that
off.
That was a young wax. I don't give a flying fuck now. But I learned my lesson. So certain things you got to go through in life. That's what I was telling you. Certain things you got to go in life so you don't have to experience again. I already seen that. I know what that is about. I thought that's what I wanted at the end of the day. But you always got this certain feeling in your heart like, that really ain't it, but you got a motive now. A lot of women got ulterior motives when they going after guys. Oh, he got a good job. He's around this person. He does this. He does that. La, la, la. He probably can take care of me and my kids or whatever the case may be. These girls really ain't in love with you, family.
Yeah, they're opportunists.
The opportunity. You know what I'm saying? So exact same thing with us. I don't want to be in that situation. I want real, real, real love, man.
Justin and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
It's hard not to add a side of hot, crispy hash browns to your favorite McDonald's breakfast. It's even harder not to eat said hash browns before you get home. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
So what about if somebody does something like this? Let's switch over into trending topics. If somebody does something like this to try to get their person back or to get their attention, or because they just know that this is their person and they're going to end up with them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So basically, there was a podcast and there was a couple, or it's a show, I think it's called Black Love. And it was a couple on there and they basically told their story of what happened when they broke up.
Mm-hmm.
But they are currently together, to my understanding.
On your booty. And we were broken up.
Michelle,
all my friends were like, what the hell is wrong with you? Why are you tattooing his name on your ass when you're not with him? And I said, because this is his ass. If he ever comes back for it, I'm going to give it to him. And anybody I'm with needs to know. So I'm putting it there. So if they know, if it happens, they already know it's his.
She sounds familiar.
And my friends were like, you are crazy. I was like, I go meet him in San Luis Obispo. I walk into the hotel, like we were so happy to see each other.
Like a fly ass room. Fine view. Right on the beach.
Yes. So you know, it's that time. I take off my clothes and then I just turn and walk away from him. He goes, what is that? And then I was like, take a closer look. And he was like, that's my name. You put my name on your ass. And I was like, yes. Because it's yours. It's always been yours. It's always going to be yours. And I don't know what's going to happen with us, but that's just what it is.
Woo, that's love, child.
That's love. He's so cute.
Got a big play grin.
Look at his little grin. Look at his little grin.
Wow.
Inside of
the grin.
Nobody never put my name on them.
Is she white or black?
She's light skinned. She's black. They're black. With Black Love, that's what I said was the name of the.
Oh.
So a white person.
This is great. Sport.
No. At least not about me.
So, okay. Now, two questions from that. People have your name tattooed?
Not my name, but a certain something about me.
You got something. A few people. I think we talked about this before, actually. Yes. We did talk about this before. Okay. So what is the craziest thing that somebody has ever done to try to get y'all attention or to get you back? Or what's the craziest thing you've ever done to get somebody back after you did something wrong?
I remember, you know, before I had a car and a girl was mad at me at the time. It was like 10 years ago before the girl I have now. And I didn't have a car, so I rode my bicycle like past through three towns to like Connecticut damn near. And had to go out her window and do one of those, get her attention, throw rocks at the window, all that.
No way.
And it didn't work out. It was just, her dad was like, yo, what are you doing? Get out of here.
Like a movie.
Yeah. What's my fucking window and beat the shit out of you?
Doing leave.
Were you singing?
No, I was just like, yo. It was late. It was like 10 o'clock at night. Yo.
Nights like this.
This nigga thought this was a house party.
Raindrops will fall.
Rode my bike, man. I didn't have a car. And I couldn't even take a taxi back because I fucking rode my bike. I was like, why the fuck did I do not
put that shit in the fucking trunk?
Oh my God, yo, I'm fucking done. You didn't think of that?
Nah, I mean, the taxes in my town, they're regular cars. They're not like SUV taxes or anything. Still,
you should be able to fit that in the truck, no?
Nah, I had like a real mountain bike, like a bike that he'd be riding. Like I was looking like an idiot riding a freaking bike, man.
That's amazing.
A race bike.
How long, like, what was that, like an hour ride?
Hour ride, man. Definitely a bike ride.
And she never spoke to you again?
Nah, I mean, she ended up talking to me again, but like, it was all downhill after that. It was too late.
Damn, she ain't come to the window is wicked.
Yeah.
What did I do?
That's sad. I'm sorry, Twerk.
That's all good.
I cooked a meal when I was wrong.
So you tried to kill her after you did something wrong?
No, I actually got somebody else to cook it. And then
okay, Ms. Doubtfire.
Yep. I got somebody else to cook the meal, and then I made it seem like it was me. I always bought flowers because I always fucked up.
If a bitch posts flowers, just know her nigga fucked up.
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
So I don't give my girl flowers.
No, y'all
need to normalize giving flowers.
You always normalize, even at least once a week, make sure her flowers is good. You know, certain things that I was doing that, you know, I never got the credit and stuff for, but, you know, I try to be the best.
Why do you need credit for being a man if that's a man's role?
I mean, it's not a man's role to give flowers all the time and try to always. It isn't my man's role to, you know, try to make sure she's comfortable and happy.
Why you don't think that's your role? Just like sometimes y'all be like, oh, washing clothes is a woman's role, doing dishes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so getting flowers.
I think
you want to do that.
No, I think that is something that I one of my duties to do to always make her happy. And some girls don't like flowers. You see what I'm saying? So
even if you don't like flowers, it's a nice gesture.
Yes, respect. And that's why I did it. You know what I'm saying? And I try to normalize it. So if I did mess up, you don't know the difference.
Yeah, that's how it should be.
See what I'm saying?
You just got to get bigger flowers.
Flowers. You know what I'm saying?
You're get like, perfume with it. It got to be something. You know what I'm saying?
So
you cooked the meal.
I cooked the meal. I mean, I didn't really cook, but I cooked the meal. I always gave flowers. I never really did nothing that crazy. When I really loved somebody, I was really all into them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I never really just went all the way out and did something outrageous, like got a bitch pregnant. Yes, I did.
I was about to say, I'm sure
yes,
that's
I
not
did.
True. Yes, I'm like, did. I'm sure that's not true. Come
no,
on.
Because the first one that I did love, I actually got another girl pregnant, and she didn't even break up with me. Her mom did. You know what I'm saying?
Her mom was like, I'm going to tell you this. Don't call here no more, baby.
Don't come back. You hurt our whole family. You're disgracing the whole family. And they thought I was playing at first. They're like, oh, come on, son. Come sit down and, you know, eat.
Hmm.
And I was like, yo, family, I got something to tell you. I was like, I don't know where I got the balls from, when I got them balls. I never.
Wait a minute. You told the whole family?
Because I was into it with the whole family. The whole family was a whole relationship. Me and the father was like this.
They snatched the chicken out this nigga hand. Like, fuck no.
Threw him out like Jazzy Jeff.
The grandma washed me when I was naked in the shower,
bro. Word that's up. Too much
and
information.
I'm thinking,
why did grandma see you naked? What age were you?
I'm thinking, oh, this was, oh, yes, I was honey. In Miami.
Wait, you know what?
I was in Miami. I was playing ball, but the family was so close knitted and everything was like.
The grandmother washed you, did you say?
With curry.
With curry.
Yes, I was so sore coming from practice.
This nigga just say anything.
Yes, listen, I'm dead serious. Yo, listen.
They put voodoo on this nigga. He didn't even know.
So the mama and my shorty's at the door, and the grandma's like, "Big grandma, come in there. You saw her, right? Grandma, come in." And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm in the shower. It's okay." She's like, "No, she come in." So I hear the door open. I'm like, "Nah, I'm okay." She's like, "Just pull him outside. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it." Just I'm standing there, and the mom and the daughter just laughing, but she's like rubbing me like this with curry.
It's giving a grandma from the Nutty Professor.
So now I'm turning around like this, like
a rotisserie chicken.
Yes, like let her curry me all up. You know what I'm saying? So she's like, this is gonna make you feel better. And
curry chicken.
I slept so good that night.
Wow.
Yeah, I got nothing for that. Let's just move.
I forgot what I was even saying.
Well, I guess grand gestures.
Yeah, what's the craziest thing you ever did to get a girl back? Got rubbed down by her grandma.
Grandma rubbed me down with curry. I was one of the weirdest, enjoyable
times in my life, because not that she was rubbing me, it was just like,
like spicy curry, like yellow shit.
There's yellow spicy curry. You see what I'm saying? And she put it on me. She said it was, it, you rubbed it on my knees.
Thank God you having to open cuts. That shit would have stung.
Listen, I was saying about how when I came in and told her I got the other girl pregnant, how the whole family was just like really on it. And I went inside the garage with the pop man. He's going there smoking. He was like, "Dad, yo, like, you know, I'm always here for you. I mean, how can you do that to our family?"
That's bold as fuck of you to like sit in front. And I get it, because you was locked in with the family. Oh my god, no,
it's real shit. No, hold your side. It's all
he said,
really
curry, curry.
But like,
pain.
Did she have to put it on while he was in the shower naked?
No, it was a stain because it opened up my pores.
Yeah, so, but so she saw your almost said your vagina. So she saw your vagina, right? What?
Yes, she saw my vagina. The mama see my vagina, and
that's
shorty
not
always
weird.
See my vagina.
Yeah. That's yeah. weird.
It was like the family. I couldn't even believe that I was even into something like that. Like when I come home, it's Indian Jamaican. So when I got into the crib, it was always come on, go take a shower and then come back.
Now I get food. Why some people be smelling like curry. Get it?
Smelling like the kitchen.
Yeah, because they fucking be in pain, that. Right? And some people that
fresh
really smell like curry.
No, if you turn the hot shower on, get them pores opened up, and then go ahead and throw that curry up on it. And I was so, but I slept so good.
Wax is the dumbest, like, smart person, because sometimes he knows things.
I mean, I ain't know that motherfucker, Miss Old Lady did it for me.
Okay. Curry damn, showers. I had something. Oh, yeah, I want it. So, like, how bold do you have to be to make an announcement to a family that you did some bullshit? Did you speak to her first?
No, I didn't even speak to her.
Oh, I would have swung on you. I would have swung on you in front of Nana.
But like this. I never talked to her. I never heard another word from her. I didn't even hear a word from her that day. Her mama and grandma broke up with me. You know what I'm saying? And I went in there with her pop.
Nigga, because you, if not only did you do that, but then you embarrassed her in front of her entire fucking family.
It was like a movie. And you know what's crazy? That was one of the times that the baby wasn't mine.
Yo, karma is a bitch.
I had multiple girls pregnant, but the one I was telling about wasn't even my baby.
I'm sitting here trying to imagine me making an announcement to my nigga's family. That would be so crazy. And like, yeah. I fuck with them. So like, I'm not going to just come and be like, "Hey, everybody,
but
got something
girl,
to tell
you." You can't say that you was pregnant because that means you was fucking.
No, but nigga, you said, "I got something to tell y'all family. I know y'all just curry me up, but I got a baby with another bitch on the way." Like, but how do you not pull her to the side first?
It was weeks. I was already in the house.
This is sick.
You know what I'm saying? I've been new.
He made an announcement.
That got CTE,
yeah. No, listen.
He done fucked the whole family. They all in therapy.
I fucked everybody.
They all in therapy
right
now.
That's why I never went back, because I love so much that I couldn't even go back there and even try to.
You should be embarrassed and a fucking shame.
I was embarrassed. I was ashamed. It was like my mom ever catching me have sex.
What do you think would have happened if you? What do you think would have happened if you never said anything? You probably would have still been with her because it wasn't yours.
Yeah, probably would have said. I mean, we had a mad kid. Everything that was like that was.
But his conscience would be eating him
alive.
Yeah,
it was eating me because I actually really I love this girl. You know what I'm saying? So that was like. Everything was perfect.
No, why do y'all say that? Everything. You love this girl, but then you go and fuck this bitch over here.
I was, you know what?
Wrong.
When I was young, it was multiple girls pregnant too. But the one that I actually told.
Disgusting.
The one I said wasn't even my kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a fucked up, stupid ass situation.
Very hard-headed.
No, but y'all will say that. Like, guys will be like, "Oh, I love her." And then go deal with somebody else. And it's like, okay, but you know that you're betraying her.
I love more than just her.
Yeah.
I love the whole situation.
You love hoes, you said?
No. Oh. I love more than just her. I love the whole situation, the family vibe.
Right, but you didn't, because you decided to throw it all away.
She let me do everything I wanted to do. Never even gave me a peep. She was into her studies. She loved everything. She wanted to support me. She wanted to do every fucking thing.
And you still, so you could do everything right and the nigga still
fucked up. I was a piece of shit young ass. If I ever get something like that again, I'm never.
You're never going to get nothing like that again, because
you know Jesus?
He told me.
Don't do that to him.
I had a dream last night.
Nope. You were very lonely.
you were very, very lonely.
But even if I was, even if I am, I'd rather do that than be in a relationship and get hurt. You know what I'm saying? Maybe call me a coward, call me whatever. I think I am cowardly at that time.
So how are you going to get that if you don't open yourself up?
open up.
I always try to encourage you to open yourself up.
No, and I respect that. It's just like when you be vulnerable, it's not a time in my life where I got vulnerable. I didn't hear it back at me. You see what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
Like a woman didn't play on it. On my vulnerability,
threw it back in your face.
Yeah, because again, I told you that before. It's the wrong woman.
Yeah,
because,
it's the wrong woman. So yeah. when I do find that stuff to where I could be more vulnerable to a woman, and she take it in and nurture it, then I know that's the right woman.
Yeah, I would never want to move forward with anybody that's trying to tit for tat me anything. And when I see tit for tat stuff, I try to right away nip it in the bud, because that always comes with arguments, I feel.
I don't need it.
And what I do and what I feel like, because I feel like most humans are going to do it, right? So the way that I think you get out of that is if somebody really does something to you, you got to be really the Michelle Obama of the situation and go fucking high. If you really fuck with that person, because sometimes it's a habit and something that you got to break. Cause I used to do it. I was real bad.
I'm saying, yeah, Lori, you're probably the worst person to go tit for tat for. Cause you go to
yeah. I'm gonna rat tat tat. But that's what people don't get. Cause sometimes they get around me and they're like, "Oh no, you're nice and you're this and that." But they don't know that like when you hit the wrong motherfucking button, that's it. So some people, that's how it is. Like even with the girl, right?
Tit for tat with me.
She got to that point. She got to that point where she was like, "I'm just done with this shit." Yeah.
Once you're done, you're done. You know what I'm saying? Certain things start turning you off now. It's not even that what you did now. Now it's just like I'm turned off, because it's like I get turned off because I look at you to be this person, but you acting like you this person.
Mm.
And that's what fucks me up. It's like, damn, I gave you too much credit, or I put you up too high, and you're more of a disappointment. And now the disappointment turns to a turn off.
I'm just curious to what you get thrown in your face, because you've said that quite a few times. So like you've told somebody like you love them and they were like, "Oh, you was on my dick." Like what, like explain. Like, because how are they throwing you being vulnerable in their face? Like,
when they see that you like them so much, they play on that. You know what I'm saying? They play on that shit so much. I can't afford that type of shit.
Oh,
even the other guys.
That's why you're afraid of mice, nigga. Oh, I can't say that, right?
Yeah, but not like that. It's just like, when you know a guy like you so much, you might just play him a little bit.
Oh, have him do. Yo, can you give me lunch today?
Yeah, because you know using them. So I never even, you know what I'm saying? But even guys, when they know a girl like them so much, they could play over them. They might even try to fuck one of their friends and stuff like that. Bitch ain't going nowhere.
Yeah,
you know
but why
saying?
The fuck? Why? It's so crazy, because you'll be like, people mad grimy in these streets. And you be the mad grimy person in these streets.
At one because time, you probably was.
Because the good people is the ones that you say, "Oh, this bitch gotta let me do whatever, I'm fucking her over." Like, for what reason? But then you looking for a person like that.
I wish that I got better, and I wish I was a better person when God gave me something like that before, because it was like, it was so good.
Did you write this letter?
No.
Given this might have been you. Yeah,
I feel like every girl deserves a second chance, and every guy deserves like six chances.
Why just 2 and 6? Like, why does the girl only get one?
Yeah, girls are way more mature than us, and y'all way smarter than us.
Oh, hell no. Y'all didn't just
thank
sit
you guys.
Here and say...
3 against 1.
Y'all even say it yourselves. That's why y'all date older men when y'all younger, because y'all like these kids.
There you go.
I don't date. I never dated older men.
But you know the term. You know?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying, but that you're generalizing.
I say 8.
Why do y'all get to have so many? We're all human and we all make mistakes.
That,
so why?
Y'all so much smarter than us. Y'all so much
that. And a mistake that you guys do in real, like a mistake that we do, might be over. Like,
fucking somebody and having a baby.
That is crazy.
But y'all better than that, though.
Shut you
up. Y'all way better than that, though. Y'all shouldn't be doing that type of shit.
I love this show.
What does it seem like you over here fucking another dude and get pregnant while you got another man actually taking care of you? You see what I'm saying?
Y'all that do guy, the same John, shit. That woman is taking care of you.
Right.
You be fucking around on her.
1,000%. I was getting fed. They was making sure I was good.
You see what I mean? That's it. Niggas is just fucked up.
I could call myself a piece of shit. I was a piece of shit. I was 1,000% wrong. And I think that's why I have certain situations in my relationships, because I fucked up when God gave me an angel.
Let me tell you something. It should be, as humans in a relationship, it's going to be mad shit that happened.
Respect.
It ain't an amount of times. It's like where the love is, for real. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, you know, if you don't want to deal with certain shit, like, you know that person's character if you're all in like that. So ultimately, it's like, what does that person deserve? Yeah. And it's not about it being a woman or a man. It's like, what was the mistake? How far is this a repeated mistake? Are you, you get what I'm saying? Are you fucking genuinely sorry?
Yes.
Like those are things.
That's huge.
That's how you build in a relationship is getting through hurdles and things. And sometimes it got to be an altercation. Is it worth
building
though?
Is it worth building? You know what I'm saying?
Well, don't I personally, if you're looking to have a real fucking relationship, would never put time into something that doesn't look like it's going to be worth it.
Yo, that's why you got to leave right
tricked.
Away.
I'll get tricked or something. I could get tricked, but I'm not about to sit there and be letting somebody hold me or like.
What do you mean get tricked? Like people buy you stuff?
No, what I'm tricking on. Oh. No, like I would say not tricked, but like some people hide their what they really do.
Motives.
Yeah. I mean, like my ex, I didn't know that he was like a type of guy that put his hands on women. Like we was together for quite some time before he even put his hands on me. So that's kind of tricked.
When you been you before you seen me. Their true colors.
Yeah, much. Because I ain't know. If I would have known that this nigga would be swinging on bitches, I probably would have left him alone, right? Mm-hmm. So at the time when you don't, and then you, especially when you grow to love somebody, and you're like, nah, there's no way this person is so like that.
Things start becoming blind.
That's trick. You tricking me because yeah, you already knew what type of nigga you was. Mm-hmm. This is what, and it's not even, that's not part of your pack. You doing it now. So, you know what I mean? Yes, I feel like we've all been tricked by meeting somebody's representative and who they wanted to be when they met you. Mm-hmm. But the true colors start coming out. That's why they say it's best to live with somebody before you marry them.
Yes, please.
Because whatever. But that's also people that
I think you should have a baby before you get married. You know what I'm saying?
I don't.
I think so because it's like you got to try certain things. How would you ever know if they're good with kids if you don't have one? Or at least let them have a kid. You know what I'm saying? Before you marry that person, be like, oh, they are good with kids. I can have a kid with this person.
But you can know that by how they treat you and how they take care of you.
And you have those conversations.
Yeah, you have the conversations. You see how they're raised. You see how they treat you. I'm like even with me, I remember people used to be like, I can't see you being a mom and da da da. And then like they'll either be around me at my house or some shit, and they'll see how I treat my dog or how like I'm fucking, I cook, I you know everything. They're like, hold on, I didn't know you did all this, like. Oh, yeah. I can't wait till you have a kid. Like, that's literally, you show people a different side and then they know. But okay, let's get into Black Excellence really quickly. Yo. Big shout out to my brother, Jadakiss. His father and his son started a family-owned coffee brand and it's called Kiss Cafe.
Dope.
So I want to make sure that y'all go and support them and follow them at Kiss Cafe Coffee. Okay, also regular.
Coffee, I wonder if they got hot chocolate. I don't really drink coffee, but I'll get something else in there.
Okay. Well, you know, just support the brother. Maybe somebody that you know and love.
My girl loves coffee.
My God. Thinking about yourself, then that's what guys usually do.
I'm on the spot, and I would love to have that coffee into my establishment. So
there we go. See? So make sure y'all go and support the good brother. Yes, and we're going to get into Wax's ABC.
What we got?
Now, you know how it goes. We're going to give Wax a word. He's going to say the word. He's going to define the word. And he's going to use that word in a sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And today, on today, that word
is, drum roll, please. Here we go.
Curry. PULCHRITUDE.
This is a...
Come on, Akilah.
Is there
poacher is like a chicken that came into a tube. So this is, you know how girls have two pregnancies, test tube baby. This right here is a chicken because it's like poultry. It's a chicken that's born into the inside the tube of the chicken, but it's an egg, so it just bursts out, and that's what they call the procedure. It's a Poacher tube, so that's where you take the egg out of the tube. You know what I'm saying? So it's like pulling the chirin, CHIRRI, out of the tube of the poultry.
Just like Jurassic Park.
Last year,
I'm tuning it out. What? Go ahead.
Jurassic Park shit, it sounds like.
When I used to have my chicken farm over in South Carolina.
Okay.
The roosters used to plug the shit out of the fucking, the chickens. And now they start having, some have test tube babies, some didn't have test tube babies. And this right here is a test tube term. It's called puncture tube, is when the egg is stuck in the chicken's tube.
Use it in a sentence. You said that already.
I just now said it. I went to.
No, that was like the same definition. I'm lost.
All right. When I went into my chicken house and I seen so many pleasure tubes, pregnant chickens, that I start go ahead and kill them off.
Oh my God.
y'all eating chicken, right?
No, I don't eat chicken.
So I had to kill them off so I could go ahead and save the rest of the chicken so we could go ahead and eat it instead of letting it die out, because they will die. And after they die, the stress bag bursts out. You can't eat the chicken.
Okay, you haven't made a song in quite some time. Do you want to make a song?
Pleasure tube?
Yeah.
All right.
Me.
Pleasure tube.
Oh.
Hey, that was good.
You made a better song than you.
What do you say?
Pleasure tube. Chicken pleasure tube.
Hey. Pleasure tube. Chicken pleasure tube. Pleasure tube. Hey, chicken pleasure tube. Okay. Yeah, okay. So Ty did it for you. Shout out to Ty, man.
Hey.
Ty Dizzy. Out with him. Okay, what is the word?
The word is pulchritude. And it means physical beauty, especially of a woman.
A chicken.
Is a woman.
You got breasts.
It must be your booty, because it ain't your beauty. Okay, we're going to get up out of here. Make sure. Oh, Bully and the Beast podcast. Yeah. Make sure y'all follow Twerk.
Yes, guys. Angelo Scarfone on Instagram. Appreciate you guys.
That's what it is.
When do we find out the winner? Are you the winner?
July 3rd edition of the Westchester Magazine. They're going to announce the winner.
Don't mind the shit already had so came long. Out and then you motherfucker didn't tell nobody.
I know.
No.
It comes out everybody's going to be another one. Hey.
It's taking a long time.
It got canceled. It was rigged. They canceled it.
Yeah, they rigged it.
No, because they wait for the summer edition. They have a huge party for all the winners and stuff over the summer.
Also, it's more than one winner.
There's 326 winners. There's mad categories.
I need you to be number one.
No, I'm the number one in my category if I win.
Okay.
But there's like restaurants, bars, a whole bunch of different shit.
But he's going to be a famous bar.
I'm for a social media influencer, which I don't know. I just do camera work and I'm around people. So that's why I was nominated.
I know that's right, Twerk.
I'm actually proud.
I hope I win,
but
man.
I need you to win. Don't be having us all talk about this shit. I know.
Fox's head going to get too big when he wins.
No, I'm gonna be chilling. I want to be in every episode.
Oh, you might. Bully and the Beast podcast. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe.
Tell a friend. I made this up.
You didn't make that up, but we will be back next week. See you later. Bye.
Later.
Justin and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.